Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today I'm talking about the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 to 43. It's a familiar reading for many of us. Jesus is talking to his followers and describing the realm of God in terms familiar with the crowd. We hear reference to farming and sowing and reaping and harvest times. And as always, we ask ourselves first, who is the evangelist Matthew writing for, and why? We know that Matthew wasn't an eyewitness to the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. Instead, he's writing in about the year 85 AD, many decades after Jesus lived and died. He's writing to a new church in Antioch after the fall of Jerusalem. The church is made up of many diaspora Jewish Christians who emerged following their initial persecution in Jerusalem. Matthew tells his stories of Jesus through that lens, the lens of a people struggling to understand the new way they're a part of. The urban setting means that there's a diversity of people coming to join them. Ethnic diversity, people whose faith background is not the traditional Jewish faith. And so questions arise, who's really a part of us? Who's in? Who's out? What parts of the faith lives of these newcomers should be welcomed? And what should be torn out? Is there evil in our midst, and are we being asked to embrace an understanding of Jesus that's dangerously different from ours? Funny how 2,000 years later the church is still asking itself the same questions. And the answer today is the same as it was then. Don't worry about it. God will take care of the sorting. It's your job to love and nurture those in your midst, even if you're unsure of them. Jesus uses a parable about seeds being sown in a field. The farmer has sown good seed, but the workers find bearded darnel, sometimes called cheat seed, in the midst of the wheat. They're horrified. The stuff is awful, and it can choke out and poison the good wheat, and it spreads like wildfire. In their dismay, they want to root it out right away. The owner, who is wiser, counsels patience. Leave it alone, he says. If you pull it out, the good wheat will come out too. Once it's ready for the harvest, we'll pull everything, then sort the good from the bad. The wise owner understands what the workers don't. Trying to decide what to pull out of the field could only result in more damage. He understands the harm of rushing to judgment. Our churches face the same challenges today in the here and now, and the response of Jesus is the same. Do not rush to judgment. Wait, discern. The fact is, we are all wheat, and at times we are all weeds. Not one of us is only and entirely one thing or the other. And consider this, even weeds have their place in any field or garden. They can add important nutrients to the soil. Their presence can actually make the good crops stronger and more resilient. Don't get me wrong, we are still called to address evil in our midst. Jesus is very clear on recognizing that there can be real evil in our church families. And we note that being patient is not an excuse for inaction or avoiding conflict. But Jesus also models for us the way to confront evil. We can be firm and fair and respect the God-given right to dignity for all God's children. But much of evil is subtle. We don't need to be a clearly visible and audible church antagonist to have trouble, or even to be distracted from a clear life of faith. What about a steady stream of church emails, phone calls, and meetings? They may look like God activities when in reality they're keeping us from doing the real God work of feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, working for justice for those in the margins. Another perspective for this reading is to ask ourselves, how wide or how narrow should we draw the boundaries of our church? Who do we accept? Who do we turn away because of their teachings or their understandings of the divine? The text offers us the instruction to not be so quick to give up on something or someone that at first may not seem very God-ish. Sometimes the challenges in a new program or activity or outreach mission are the sounds of a new life being born. And so Jesus calls us to wait. The Spirit is at work, God's creative actions are continuing, and we're encouraged to be willing to live in the tension of the moment. Discernment will happen in God's time. And in our time, we're simply to live out God's love in fullness and abundance with the model of Jesus himself always with us. Thanks be to God. Amen. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King, St. Paul's Warkworth. Come in and have your answers questioned.